revealing my ideal eyes. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Revealing my ideal eyes. When people lose their eyesight, they lose one of the most important channels through which they can communicate and live and express in life. When people lose their eyes, they say, all is over now, there's nothing more to live for. And that's what they do, they have nothing more to live for. But we don't lose our eyesight by accident. We lose our eyesight by incident. We lose our eyesight by how we act toward ourselves and our world. If I want to reveal my ideal eyes, I have to place my eyes in the mode for perfection. Now, if I am a king and I have a country and I'm in charge of that country, I am the king. I am the one who says what we do, how we act, how we live, what are our principles, what are our values. And I am the number one expression of those principles, those values, and how I live. I want to have a kingdom that's ideal. And I say to myself, I want an ideal kingdom. I want a kingdom of love. Oh my. Wouldn't that be a lovely kingdom to have? A kingdom of love, where everyone is loving toward one another, where everyone respects one another, starting with themselves, of course. And everyone thinks that everybody in the world is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, just wonderful beyond imagination. Now, that would be a wonderful kingdom, wouldn't it? It'd be a wonderful kingdom. Now, this wonderful kingdom doesn't happen by accident. If I'm a wonderful king, I didn't happen by accident. My parents taught me the values. My world is an expression of the values that I live, I believe, I follow. My life is one of dedication to who and what I am. Now, if I want to reveal ideal eyes, just as an illustration, then to reveal ideal eyes, I must put my eyes in an ideal relationship with the world. I must put my eyes in an ideal relationship to me, to life, to all that is. My eyes must be listening to ideal newspaper reports and radio reports and television reports and all that sort of stuff. My eyes must be hearing beautiful things from people around me. Eyes hear? Oh my, yes they do. Your eyes are but the expression of what's going on. If your heart is filled with love, your world is filled with love, and your eyes will be filled with love. Everywhere you look, you'll see love, you'll see happiness, you'll see joy. Yes. Oh my. Does that work in a mechanical way too? Oh, yes, indeed it does. If I look at my computer and I say, oh, you dumb thing, why don't you work? Oh, why don't you do this? I'm not going to, I don't understand you. I don't, oh, my goodness sakes. And then the confusion just grows and grows and grows. We go to other people. We want the solution. We want the answers. But we haven't taken the time to say to ourselves, alone, in our own inner heart, I know that I know that I know. Because we can be told all of the wonderful things of the world. And if we don't practice it, it won't work for us. It won't work for us. It works all around the world for everybody, but not for us, because we're not practicing it. Oh, what a sad and unfortunate thing. We're not practicing it. What a silly thing to do. Okay. I go to my car. Hi, car. You wonderful car. I love you. Oh, you're so wonderful. Did you ever fall in love with your car? I doubt it. To fall in love with our car means first we have to fall in love with ourselves. And can I fall in love with myself? I sure can. When I look at my body, do I say, wow, what a great body I have? Or do I say, look at that wrinkled old thing. Look at that flabby thing. Look at that terrible misused thing. Oh, misused, how true. I praise my body. I love my body. I talk to my body. And I tell my body how wonderful it is and how happy I am that it has chosen to grace my soul, my being, myself. And of course, the more I praise it, the more lovely it is. What does the king do? The king, he puts on royal robes. He puts on royal garb. He puts on everything. And a king stands straight and tall. He has his diadem. He has his authority. He has his symbols of who he is. What's the symbol? What's the symbol of who I am? What's the symbol of who you are? Is the symbol of who you are sickness, poverty? Is the symbol of who you are a kingdom that's falling apart, a kingdom that's always at war? Oh my goodness sakes, how many kingdoms are like that? How many homes and lives and individuals are like that? I happily don't know them myself, but I've heard of them, and I dismiss them, and I surround them with my pure white light of love, and I see them all doing ideal, wonderful things. Revealing my perfect eyes, my ideal eyes. I reveal my ideal eyes by looking around my world and seeing my world a reflection of all that is good and beautiful, all that is wonderful. I have a friend who was a gynecologist, and he worked with women who were going to have babies. And he worked with women having babies, and he brought forth babies. He was a baby doctor, a gynecologist. And nice guy. And he went to a foreign country to deal with people in a foreign country from his own language. And he didn't speak the language very well, but he knew his business. And the women would come into his office, and the women would say to him, you know, in our country, doctors don't do this and don't do that. And he says, well, in my country, doctors do this and do that. If you want me to help you have a perfect baby, then you will do it the way I have learned how to do it. And they say, oh, no, 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 and they fight him. And one or two don't fight him. And they have beautiful babies, they have beautiful births, they have absolute ideal arrangement. Their child is an angel that it was designed to be, and it comes forth as that angel. And this doctor worked for years as a gynecologist, and he's still a gynecologist. And as he worked with these people, he told them how wonderful they were, how perfect they were. He had them see the child before it came forth as an ideal expression of all that is good. Then he went on. He went on to have his own life, have his own world. And he had a little bit of confusion in his life. And he concentrated on this confusion, and in this confusion, he brought forth for himself a kind of a confusion in his eyesight. He no longer saw as clearly as he did with these women in a foreign country, where he had to be a dominant, definite person to accomplish the good that he wanted to accomplish, and that he was hired to accomplish. He was one-pointed. Oh, was he one-pointed. And successful. And happy. And then he came back to his own land again, his own country. And in his own country, he was a glorious fellow, doing just fine. But he allowed himself to feel sorry for himself. He allowed himself to look at his world and see his world with little imperfections. And these little imperfections were not seemingly terrible. Other people were doing the same thing. But soon it grew into something very ugly and very unhappy for him. It grew into the ability to see clearly. And his ability to see clearly faded away. Now, his perfect ability to see clearly, his perfect vision, his ideal vision, was always there and is always there. But he allowed his consciousness to drift away from that and look at the world about him. You see, the thing is, if we are perfectionists, and he is a wonderful perfectionist, if we are perfectionists, and if we are looking for perfect babies, perfect mothers, teaching the mothers to keep their bodies perfect for their child, keep their mind perfect, not to take any drugs, not to drink, not to do things in their body that are going to upset their child as it's gestating. They have this gestation going on within them of that child that is so fantastic, so beautiful, so wonderful. It's their child. Oh my. And they want that child to be the ideal child. And so many of the women cooperated with the doctor, and they had beautiful children. And some did not cooperate with the doctor, and they smoked and did drugs and drank and ate improper foods, and they thought improper thoughts, and their children turned out to be the criminals of the land. Their children turned out to be the recalcitrant children who could not find peace within themselves because their parents had not helped them to find it as they were being born. Well, today, our friend, our gynecologist, and you are ready to be born again. We're ready to be born into an awareness of revealing my ideal eyes, revealing my ideal self, revealing who and what I am. And to do that, we have to let go of the past, let go of any anxiety we have had about anything at all, let go of any feeling of missing somebody, having lost a loved one, or having someone in our life that did something that made us unhappy. And immediately, take that loved one that we lost and hold that loved one in our heart as an ever-present experience, and continue with our love relationship even though they're no longer there. Every time we think of them, smile. Every time we think of them, have a big joy bubble in our heart. And that's all that matters. Anything that was unhappy in the past is forgotten. Anything that was unhappy that made us feel sorry that we didn't do something more, it's gone. Okay, now. And the children in our life in the present, we see them being fantastic and glorious and wonderful, and we don't know, nor do we tell ourselves or anybody else, of any of their growing experiences. We only know that they are ideal, they're wonderful, they're fantastic, they're glorious. These are the issues of our world. These are the attitudes of our world. These are the things of our world that make our world into what it is. That fantastic world. Okay. As this gynecologist helped these women and husbands and the family to see their children ideal, they became leaders of their country. They became the great people of their country. And they became beautiful, sensitive, caring people, because that's what their mothers, their fathers, and that's what the family inculcated into the new child that was gestating in mommy's tummy. How wonderful! Oh, the doctor was very, very definite, very powerful, very sincere in telling the parents that this is very important. Now, but he forgot to do it for himself. He forgot to do it for himself. As we all seem to forget to do it for ourselves now and then. But now, we can make a new cause. We can put a new direction in line for ourselves. We can look at a new realization of who we are. It's not really a new realization. It's the old one that was always there. But we let it be clouded over by appearances. And so now we walk down a new path. It's not a new path. We've walked that path before, but we've forgotten. So we're walking down the path of our ideal self. And whenever we think about anything in our life, our family, our relationships, our friends, our business, our money, our self, our body, we see it as the ideal. We see my body as the ideal body. What does the ideal I look like? How is an ideal I formed? How does an ideal I manifest itself? How does an ideal I reveal itself? It's so fascinating to look at some of the writings of people who talk about the eyes. And they say, lack of vision of the eyes is not from a disease, very seldom. It's from the misuse of the muscles around the eyes. It's from the misuse of the relaxation. Can you palm your eyes? Can you relax your eyes? Can you let yourself be at peace? Can you let all the tension fade away? Can you let yourself mentally see a world of love, see a world of ideal expression? You have to be very careful. There are a lot of people who will try to get into your world, get into your heart and your soul when your weakness is showing. And they want to get in, not to be mean to you, but they want to help you as they understand it. They want to lift you up as they understand it. And if you allow them to do this, you will weaken yourself. And you weaken yourself and you become dependent on them. You need them in your life. You need them to be happy. Oh, you can have them all you want, but don't need them. Don't need them to be happy. Don't need them to make your life fulfilled, to give you perfection. Let them be the ideal that they are, the beauty that they are. Let them be who they are. Now, are you ready for such a life? Are you ready for such a beingness? Are you ready to be master of yourself? I would say we all are. We all are ready for this. But what it demands is that we have a good image of what it is we want in life. Do you want perfection? Then think perfect thoughts. Do you want your computer to operate correctly? Then you say, I have the ideal computer. Oh, it's a brand new computer. Oh, it's so perfect. Everything about it is perfect. Oh, so I pressed the wrong button here. Oops, I got to start over. I'm going to erase it and go right from the beginning again and go right from the bottom and start up again and start up again and start up again until my computer becomes my computer and my ideal computer, and it expresses my ideal self. And I'm going to have to clean out my body. Oh, yes. Oh, it's not the enemas, and it's not the things that go through my body and clean it out. It's what I put into it. What I put into it. Good in, good out. Garbage in, garbage out. God in, God out. So, what I want to do is to make my world, not make my world, but look in my world and see all its goodness, all its purity, all its magic. And as I see all its goodness, all its purity, all its magic, this is what I demonstrate in my life. This is what I reveal in my life. This is what comes forth in my life in such magic and such wonder and such drama that the purity of my thought is the purity of my body. The purity of my dreams, my illusions, my appearances, is the purity of my body. My eyes can only see what I have within me. And if I have goodness within me, I will see only goodness. If I have purity in me, I will see only purity. I will see that which I am. And today, I see that which I am. I reveal my ideal eyes. And as I reveal my ideal eyes, I feel so fantastic. I feel so glorious. I feel so magnificent. And not only that I feel it, I am it. My body outpictures, it shows outwardly exactly what I have in my heart. My body shows outwardly the magic of my inner being. And when the magic of my inner being is pure and lovely and fantastic and glorious and good, when I see the world about me in my heart as good and very good, then I see with eyes that are beyond the physical, that transcend all the metaphysical eyes of the universe, seeing all that is good and beautiful. If there is a physiological thing in my eyes that is imperfect, it dissipates and disappears as I put a new cause in motion, as I put the cause in motion that I have ideal eyes. My eyes are ideal. Everything in me rises to the expression of what I have been planting in my consciousness. So this day I plant in my consciousness, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal beingness. I am ideal. I like me. I like me. I like me. The more that I say that, the more that I take my hands and gently circle them around my eyes and my ears and my nose, my five senses, my six senses, my 100 senses, the more that I tell myself, I like me, I like me, I like me, then the more that my body will respond to that new direction, that new direction that cannot see anything other than itself. Where there is war, I see peace. Where there is conflict, I see love and balance. Where there is anything out of order, I see order. I don't see it out of order, I see order. And I continue seeing order, balance, harmony in my life, in my body, in my affairs, in all the world. Regardless of any appearances that might come my way, I step beyond seeing all in order, all in balance, all in harmony. And now, and it is done now, it is done now, it is done now. Well, my friends, what do your eyes look at? What do your eyes see? Do you see it done? Or are you going to moan that it's not done and enjoy it not being done? Being done is just waiting for us to claim it. Being done is just waiting for us to name it and claim it and experience it. And being done is only one time. Now. Accept that with me, okay? I'm having such a good time living in the now, unconditional love, and having fun being me. And I have fun talking to you too. You're wonderful. Thanks for listening to me as I share my love, and I share my joy, and I share my wholeness, my perfection, and that's how I see you. Wow! Oh, you're so wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.